Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
understand today that whatever you're going through, God loves you and He cares.
I don't know why you gave your life for someone like me. You suffered, bled, and died. I've not always been faithful, at times I've gone astray. But Lord, I'm so thankful that you love me anyway.
You love me anyway.
Love me anyway.
You love me, Lord.
Love me anyway.
Whoa,
whoa.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First give honor to God who's ahead of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Know that we are here. We're praying. And worshiping God with you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, all to need prayer. This morning's scripture is Psalms 121, 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 121, 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. You have Apostle and I that's here, that's praying, covering, lifting you up. We know that you can't freely worship God like we can, but know that you have a brother and a sister over here that's standing in your behalf for you. God does not care about what you did last night. Excuse me, no, this morning. He just wants you to say yes to him. Father God, I want you to have your way this morning on the show. Let your word come out to who need to be heard, who need to hear it. I ask you to cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Have your way this morning, Lord, and we will give you the honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we will be starting the show. Wait a minute. I definitely cannot remember this. Definitely got to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Russia, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, China, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Jamaica, and Kenya. Thank you guys for listening in on a daily basis to what we have to say from God. It don't come from us. The word comes from the Lord. And the speakers are truly anointed that come on here. We just don't have this anybody on here delivering the word because we're serious about God's word. We'll be right back.
When the world has fallen quiet, you stand. me, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share
of love
abuse. Manipulated. And his strength. And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today.
When I
think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
Spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character.
My faith in God.
He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak
health.
Won't compromise.
Although I was going through,
I speak life.
And I
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Tell you we are. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis, difficulty, through my hard time, I found favor.
Tell you why.
Got faith in me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
Got faith in me.
Some days the well was dry, but I had the same reply.
Got faith in me.
Even wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
Everybody, one more time, everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
Heart.
In your heart.
Heart.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You got to get better. It slipped off, and I got to give me another headset. That's why. You know, these iPhones have certain plugs. Don't start this. Yeah, y'all see how Apostle started early this morning. See? Anyway, praise the Lord. You got to get better. We're not talking about Android. This is the iPhone, man of God. No, this is the iPhone. I'm good. Yeah. Anyway, praise the Lord. Apostle, what do you got to say besides talking about my iPhone this morning?
Good morning.
That's that Android. He got it on mute. I didn't even know it. Y'all forget it. It's funny. He's still trying to get it together, y'all.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Lick Donald Douglas. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and partnering up with us this morning. We hope that something is said or something is done today on the broadcast that will encourage you, inspire you, strengthen you, and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning. Guys, listen, remember to call a friend, tell a neighbor to come on in and share on this morning on the broadcast. You can do so by calling in. Those of you who have not called in, those guys, you guys that are listening via the app, you can call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or you guys just want to be prayed for, if you guys want prayer, or if you guys want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to say how good the broadcast is to you and how it's been blessing your life. We look forward to you guys doing either one of those on this morning. And listen, we would love to hear from you. I promise you, we love to hear from you to call in and just to share on this morning. Now, guys, remember also this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience, that cow gone take me away moment, you can call or contact our Lady Douglas through these two avenues of contact information. That number is 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. You can also get a hold to her through her email, and that email is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. Any one of those ways of avenues of getting in contact with her, she'd be greatly appreciative. Those of you guys who had the opportunity to use those bath bombs, I'm telling you, you will be glad you did if you try it again. I promise you, if you have not tried it, you'll be contacting her again for that relaxing bath bomb experience that she does on a day-to-day basis for you guys. Listen, also, we want to make sure that we let you guys know that we did pick up United Kingdom. So we are now in 16 countries. We're now in 16 countries. So, guys, we remember we're growing by leaps and bounds right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you guys so much. We ask that you continue to listen and partner up and connect with us. And remember, guys, we love you so very much. We love you so very much. And we ask that you will continue to be encouraged by what's going on right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, guys, we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
I felt like I just couldn't take life.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and he held me close, so I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You might need to take yourself off mute, Apostle. You know, that's that Android, you know, iPhones will let you know.
America, you see what I deal with every day. This right here. This is what, y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me, America. Y'all pray for me. I feel your prayers right now as they go forth, as you pray for the apostle, the man of God. Trying to try. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. I want to share with you this morning a 911. 911 on this morning. Psalms 91 and 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to say that again. Psalms 91 and 1 says, he who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. You may be going through a situation right now that you may not completely understand, but there is a relief. There is a comfort, if you would, on this morning that I want to share with you and allow you into my private place on this morning, my private stock, if you would, on this morning. And that is, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when all things are pressed against you, you're being pressed and you're being pulled and pronged in every area, and seems like life is being turned upside down, inside out. You're being tossed from to and fro, and every situation and circumstance around you, it seems as if you cannot find your way out. Psalms 91 tells you, he who dwells in the secret abide in the shadows of the Almighty. You have to understand that even though it got difficult, even though it got complex, even though the enemy has came in and tried to turn your life inside out and upside down, he's run you from one end of the basketball court to the other end of the basketball court. He ran you from one end of the town to the other end of town. He ran you from one end of the country to the other end of the country. He's taken you from every emotion that you could think of. You'd have been happy, sad, mad, upset, in between up days, down days, and in between days. I stopped by this morning to tell you that there is safety in the shadow of God. Not even in his tabernacle, but in the shadow of God. Come on, can I help you? Can I help you? When we were younger and while we lived here in Houston, when we were younger, when I was a kid, one of the things that I used to love to do during the summertime is my grandmother had these big shade trees in the yard, and then these big shade trees. Because we couldn't stay inside the house. We were outside kids. We were outside kids. We wound up going outside and we were playing football in the street. We played street football. We'll play baseball with a stick and we'll play football and we'll run back and forth up and down the street. And when we got tired, we couldn't come in the house and sit under the air conditioner, but we would sit up under one of them good old shade trees. And my grandmother used to have, she would fix us this big old thing of either lemonade or sweet tea. And we'll sit up under that shade tree, man, with that cup or that mason jar, sometimes had a mason jar, and we'll sit there, man, and we'll drink that cold iced tea or that cold lemonade right up under one of them good old shade trees. Tired from running back and forth and playing, but that relaxing moment right there under that shade tree, it was one of the most best moments of my life growing up, because I got an opportunity to understand in that scripture where I'm speaking from right now, I was in the shade. I was sheltered from all of the heat of the day. And I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all. We really wasn't in the country. But we were in a rural, back in those days, it was a rural end of town, a rural side of the a town, and it had more trees than it did concrete. Come on here. Oh, my God. I'm finna help this morning? It had more trees than it did concrete. And when you get up under one of them good old shade trees, it almost felt like the AC was on sometimes because it was such a cool place. Oh, my God. And not only is this a cool place, but it was a relaxing place. And if you wasn't careful, you'd wind up falling asleep. Oh, come on here. Oh, my preaching too. If you wasn't careful, you'd wind up taking a nap. You'd wind up falling asleep, leaning up against one of them trees out there. See, this is what I want you to know. When life is going haywire, Learn how to get in the shade of God and just relax in God. One scripture said it like this. He said, "He sleeps me deep." Then he said, "The Lord never sleeps nor slumbers." The old saints used to say it like this. He don't even take a nap. Sometimes, people of God, it's just good to just kick your feet up and just relax and just stand back and watch the salvation of your Lord God. Come on here. Come on. Come on, you done did all the work. You done did everything you needed to do. You done kept your mouth closed. You hadn't said anything. You didn't respond. You didn't react. You didn't have a connection. You didn't have a fit. You didn't talk all hard and rough. You ain't chop them up with your words. Come on, who am I talking to this morning? You didn't let them have it. Because you are in all your rights to let them have it. You could have just went on head on and just opened on up and just went on and just shot the whole place up. You could be doing time, right? Come on, who am I talking to? You could have been behind bars right now. Come on. You could be serving some real hard time. But you kept your mouth closed. You didn't respond. You didn't react. You kept your cool. You didn't even say nothing about it. You just left it alone. But watch what God said in the midst of this. He said, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide." I love that word abide because that word abide gave me a revelation. I told y'all I read the Bible a little bit different from everybody else. See, when you abide somewhere, that means you just stopped off. And I think about how when you're traveling and you get to that hotel, come here. You get to the hotel after you've been on a long flight, you on a long drive, one of them excursions, and you finally get to your destination, and you get to that destination, and you get to your accommodations, and this is where you're going to abide. If you got one of them real good spots when you first come in, they always got something nice, ice cold to drink for y'all. They got some nice towels where you can wash your hands and wash your face and all that stuff. And so when you get to your room, you got a nice clean room. You go in and they got that shower with the right pressure and that right heat. From the heat from the shower, and you get in there and you take you a good hot shower and you get all the dust of the day off of you and you just sit back and you just abide. You relax. Catch your breath. And just let the adversities of the day just melt away. So this morning, I want to let you know, I want to give you some encouragement. Abide in the shadow. Back and chill. In the words of prophetess Kashima Douglas, no response is sometimes the best response. Sometimes you just got to keep to yourself and come here, let me help you, and don't let them see you sweat. Come on, preacher, preach to them then this morning. Don't let them get you frustrated. Hello, lights and walls. Don't let them get you agitated. Don't let them get you all pent up and burnt up. Come on. Don't let them get you all out of your element. Don't let them get you all out of character. Sit back, relax, and chill. Because evidently God has set up the plan for you. Oh, you didn't know let me help you. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. And sometimes where we want to be is not where God ordained us. See, we can want something more than what God has for us. We can want that thing so bad. We can be so gung-ho about it. And God says, this is not the promise. And because we're persistent, let me tell you this. We can be persistent in it. We can push it. We can want it so bad, and he'll give it to us because we persisted and we want it. But see, God has something else for us. So my word to you this morning is let go and let God. He is able. And watch this here. He knows the situation better than we ever could. We just got to learn how to trust in him and let him be the guiding force that makes the situation get better. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Lord, all thy ways acknowledge him. And he then, in return, will direct the path. I love this. I'm gonna leave it alone. I feel it all in the city of my never dying soul though. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. The first part of the process is you gotta trust him. You gotta trust it. The next part of the process is it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. So in everything that you do, everywhere that you go, every portion, section, direction of your life, hello, lights and walls, you got to acknowledge him first. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him. And this is when he will direct thy path. I know the most difficult part of this task is this, trusting him to direct you. Because first off, we got to silence the voices. Ooh, this is good. This is good. I'm trying to let this go. You got to silence the voice. You got to tell the voices, shh, I'm trying to hear God. See, the only way you can find the path is you got to know where the path is at. And the only way you're going to know where the path is at, you got to hear the voice of God. If the voices that you got in your life are speaking louder than the voices, I learned it like this. This is a personal testimony that I'm going to share with y'all. This is my personal testimony. God does not speak like he do in the movies. This is God. I'm here. Listen to the voice, of the Lord, your God. He's almighty and all encompassing, up and setting, our God. The Bible says he comes in a still, small voice. And in order for you to hear the still, small voice, you've got to be sitting still. Everything around you, the chaos, the distraction, the disruption, We cannot let that situation keep us from hearing God. We got to just be silent and let him do what he do. A quiet place. Get yourself in a place to where you don't allow the enemy. Don't let the enemy come in and distract you. My wife said, yeah, stay in place and stay in position. Don't let all that stuff get you out of position. See, to be truthful and honest, that rocking that you're experiencing, that rocking and shaking stuff off of you, that rocking and shaking people off of you. Hello, can I help you today? That rock and shake people off of you. That rocking is designed to get rid of all of the unnecessary things to get you that makes you respond to situations where you could have just kept your mouth shut. At hello, good evening. How are you? God bless you. Good morning, should I say? How are you? God bless you. Yeah. You can't let it happen. You got to let God be God. There'll be a lot. And ride it out. Amen? Amen. Listen, I'm done.
Let me share the Overcomer scripture. You got your phone? Okay. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants and love is that yes from you, that one-on-one time. Nobody's perfect but him. But once you completely surrender to God, you'll truly understand.
Now, Romans 10:9 is a simple passage of scripture. This is what we call the door to the church open, or we invite you to have a better relationship with God. And it's not complicated, ladies and gentlemen, it's not complicated at all. It's a simple task, and it requires you just to surrender. Surrendering and letting go. Sometimes, people, God, it's more difficult because we have so many things that's attached to us. And the important thing about moving forward in God is that we have to learn how to detach ourselves from certain things and certain people, because these are our hindrances. These are the things that keep us from operating and moving in the graces and in the wisdom and the power of God. And so this morning, I want to move some obstacles out of your way by simply giving you some instructions on how to do it. It's very simple. It's not complicated at all. It's not difficult at all. This is what you do. You release these things. Let these things go. And once you do that, you will see your pathway straight. The enemy has already distracted you long enough, mm-hmm. making you think that you're not worthy to give your life to Christ. But I stopped by this morning to give you some encouragement. Stop by this morning to give you your push to drive, to give you that, okay, you can make it moment. And here it is, real simple, not complicated. Not complicated at all, not difficult at all. This is it. Watch this. Go ahead on and receive God by just giving it all to him.
And once you give it all to him, everything else will work. It's not complicated. When you step out the way, he'll step in. Because I don't know if you ever seen one of those people that sit there and hold their hands and their legs and stretch their legs, stretch their hands, stretched out, and they're covering the door. That's what we do sometimes. We don't do it intentionally, but that's what we do. But I promise you, if you move out the doorway, you'll walk in. You'll walk in. And when he walks in, he will calm the sea. He'll silence the rage. And he'll stop the enemy. Amen? Amen. Listen, this is what we're going to do. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that's under the sound of our voice. God, we pray today over those that are giving their lives right now. God, we speak Romans 10 and 9 over their life, God. God, and as I speak that, Lord, I pray, God, that they just lift their hands in this position and in this place, God. God, and say, as we pray, as we cover that scripture, speak that scripture over their life. Romans 10 and 9 says, simply, if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your safety in your arms. God, and we call those things that be not as though they were over their lives. We dismiss the works of the enemy over their lives, every sinful place, every sinful thing that they have done. God, we pray that you would cover that. God, and they confess that thing to you right now. And they confess their lives to you right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for every person that's under the sound of our voice. God, every clergy member, every church, every pastor across this country, God, we pray that your covering hand and grace and mercy would be over their lives. Guide, meet, and protect them in every way. God, we thank you for opening up the ways and the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that they don't have room enough to receive. God, we thank you for your hand and your heart. God, we thank you for your wisdom and your power. God, that will keep them and cover them and protect them. God, we pray for our country, our judicial, mayoral, police department, fire department, God, our military. God, we pray that you will cover and keep them. God, right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And we say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for partnering up and joining in with us on this morning. We hope something was said or done, a song that was played, maybe a word that was said, maybe a scripture that was read that encouraged you on this morning. Listen, those of you all who would like to share in your giving, you can do so by going to WGC 2020. That's WGC 2020. Again, there's WGC 2020 to your Cash App, and you can go there to share in your giving. You can also go to Zelle and go to your Zelle, and you can share through your Zelle as well. And through the Zelle app, you can put in 832-816-7997, and you can get in contact with us through that phone number. And again, we thank you so much. We thank you so much for partnering up with us on this morning and sharing this morning and giving on this morning. Amen. Amen. And remember, tomorrow's Women's Day Thursday.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's Women's Day Thursday. She is just so excited. She's excited. My goodness. She's excited about Women's Day Thursday. But listen, we have our lineup for Man Up Monday, too. So we got some fantastic guests coming on Man Up Monday. So.
Y'all pray for me.
Our Man Up Monday, we got some fantastic guests. We have some fantastic guests lined up. Amen. So we look forward to you guys coming. We're going to have some fantastic women of God coming on Wednesday, Thursday as well. So we're just excited about what God is doing in the broadcast and a part of our lives that we're right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. And connect with us. Call in so we can pray for you. Yes, we also have oil. Now, this is anointed oil that we have prayed over. We have prayed over.
We got soap on a rope, a miracle water.
Yeah. There ain't holy socks and all that old craziness. This is oil that we have consecrated. We prayed over it. And we give this oil away free. I'm going to say that again. We give it away free. That's F-R-E-E, free. We don't sell the anointing. We don't sell it. It's not for sale. But we will make sure that you get it. Those of you all who would like to have the oil, you can do so by contacting us through either the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, or you can go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Again, that's worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. All one word. And we will make your request known to us there. You can give us your phone number, give us your address and your name, and we'll be glad to send it out to you. If you're here in Houston, if you'd like for us to do a drive-by, we will drive by and drop it off to you here in Houston. Listen, we thank you guys so much for partnering up and being a part of today's broadcast. And we would love for you guys to continue to connect with us. Continue to connect with us. And know that everything that you have in your life, that God is right there. He is making a way out of no way for you. Stand on that and know that God will do just what he said he's going to do. He's going to keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
See y'all be tomorrow. Blessed.
I tell him thank you, thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
You've been,
I gotta move on.
Been so good.
Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good.
Good to see you, girl.
You've been so good.
You've been
so.
Been so good.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to thank
you.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
Brought me. You brought me out.
This is personal.
You brought me. Brought me out. Oh, I wanna thank.
I've been
than it is long. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made a way. I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made when I couldn't see my way sometimes, you made away. And so I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.